The literary legacy of Miguel de Cervantes has survived for 400 years. His novel Don Quixote is considered the greatest novel in the Spanish language, and millions who have not read the book know it through the musical Man of La Mancha. But Cervantes himself, his physical remains, were lost until now. Legend had it he was buried under a Madrid convent, but he never got a gravestone. Lauren Freyer picks up the story from there.
It was Miguel de Cervantes' dying wish to be buried here, inside the walls of the convent of the Barefoot Trinitarians, where a dozen cloistered nuns still live nearly 400 years later.
Cervantes owed his life to these nuns. You see, before Cervantes wrote Don Quixote, he had some chivalrous adventures of his own. He fled Spain after a duel. He came back and enlisted in the Spanish Navy. He went to war to defend the Pope. He got shot in the ribs and arm, and then he got kidnapped by Algerian pirates.
He was taken prisoner. He spent 5 years, five terrible years, as a slave, as a captive.
Historian Fernando del Prado says the Trinitarian nuns delivered a ransom to the pirates and got Cervantes freed. It's like something straight out of Don Quixote. And now for the past year and a half, Madrid has been on a quixotic mission of its own to find Cervantes' bones under this convent and finally mark the burial site. In an underground crypt, geophysicist Luis Avial used georadar to X-ray long-forgotten burial chambers.
It's a magnetic impulse. It's like an X-ray. We put this strong signal in the ground, and the important information of the cavities, structures, graves.
All the contours of centuries-old graves became clear. Next, they began digging and found 15 sets of human remains, one of them in a wooden coffin marked with the initials MC. The skeleton's ribs were flayed, its left arm crippled. Good enough proof, says forensic anthropologist Francisco Echevarria, that they'd found their man.
Esta costilla, este trozo de costillas de Cervantes hubiera sido...
When I saw that rib, I thought, we've found Cervantes at last, he said. It was a special moment. The whole team was there. This month, Echevarria's team reburied Cervantes' bones near where they found them, adhering to his dying wish, and dedicated a monument to him upstairs in the convent. The honor guard was from the same Spanish military unit Cervantes himself once served in.
Es la hora por fin de decir, Don Miguel, misión cumplida.
It's finally time to say, Don Miguel, mission accomplished, outgoing Mayor Ana Botella said, 4 centuries late. Madrid is negotiating with the Trinitarian nuns over new visiting hours. For now, tourists can pay homage to Cervantes only during mass times. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. My destiny calls and I go. To glory.